My name is Ben. I am 16 years old. Today is November 28th. I'm speaking with my dad, and we're recording this interview in Henderson, Nevada. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Victorville, California, about 180 miles south of here, south of Las Vegas. Childhood revolved around sports, friends. Obviously, being 50 years old, there was no internet, no cell phones, no cable, really. Played a lot outdoors, played a lot of sports. Just remember playing with friends, pickup games in the park, pickup games at the basketball courts, practices, games, tournaments. Pretty simple.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teen?
I don't think I gave it much thought when I was small or younger. As a teenager, I really was focused mainly on playing college sports and doing well in high school so I could get there. So never really thought much about what my life would be at 50. But I'm surely not disappointed where and how it's turned out.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
Gotta be honest.
Like school... I would say I didn't really love school. I tried to do my best, and I knew it was important. Really didn't know I'd be teaching school for what's been 27 years now. I was just trying to get through it and just trying to do the best I could. And the biggest part of school for me was sports. And, you know, without school, you couldn't have sports. And so that was the biggest memory of mine was be how sports related with school and how they were intertwined and how they worked together and coaches and teammates and things, how I interacted with them at school.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Again, it revolved around whatever sport I was playing at the time. There wasn't like year-round sports like there is now.
So you're telling me all you did was play sports.
A lot of it, yeah. There wasn't a lot of trips and things as a family. My mom and dad, we certainly weren't poor, but we weren't wealthy and didn't take a bunch of trips and certainly don't have the kind of childhood that you've been able to enjoy. It was a lot of...
California, ever?
I was in California.
I know you're in California, but did you go down to the beach?
I went to the beach occasionally. I went to Dodger games. Did a lot of baseball in the summer with All-Stars and things like that, and traveled to tournaments. And the end of the summer was always getting ready for football season, and the beginning of the summer was kind of the end of the baseball season. So yeah, there wasn't a lot of that, but as a kid, younger, like grade school age, I just remember riding my bike to friends' houses and drinking out of the hose and water balloon fights and just stuff that kids do. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of traveling and trips and extravagant things growing up.
If you could go back and relive being a teen, would you?
Would I relive it?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I don't regret anything, like to do it over differently, so probably not.
Not to even go back and like have fun with old friends?
Certainly you miss being young because there was a lot less stress involved. It was life was a lot simpler, but I don't really look back and want to do anything over again, I don't think.
That's good.
What was your favorite family holiday and why?
Without question, favorite family holiday is Christmas. I just remember my father really enjoying Christmas. I think probably because him being a teacher, you know, having that time off and being able to be home, being with families, you know, big football family. So obviously football is a big part of the Christmas time with, you know, college and professional football. So I just remember that. And then occasionally it would snow there, and being in the high desert, so we'd get snow every now and then. And even now I prefer Christmas over any other holiday. The 2 weeks off of school is always nice, but yeah, going to church Christmas Eve and everything that revolves around Christmas in terms of the Catholic religion is always a good time of year and good season in the church. So yeah, without a doubt, not even close second place is Christmas.
How would you like people to remember you?
Never really thought about that until now. Certainly I'd want to be remembered as a good husband, a faithful husband, a good father, and someone who put his family first and did everything they could do to raise two great kids. And so that's really... Yeah, I mean, the coaching and the teaching stuff is great, but I think the family and how you raise kids and how they turn out is probably how I'd want to be remembered.
Are there any funny stories about you growing up?
I guess I'm probably not the one to ask that. You'd have to ask friends and things like that, or my mom and dad, but...
Not even you running into the wall?
Yeah, I barely remember that one. Honestly, I don't have a great memory of things that happened, but pretty boring, pretty straightforward, uneventful childhood. Can't think of anything can't think of anything that kind of sticks out. So nothing that I can recall right now.
Well, do you have any happy memories you could share? Because this one is share a happy memory you have.
Doesn't have to be from when you were a kid.
Well, of course, when you and your brother were born, when your mom and I got married. There's all sorts of things with you guys growing up that I was very proud of and makes that are enjoyable memories. Certainly you... being able to be committed to play golf at UNLV and go to the school where I played. And obviously I didn't play golf, I played baseball, but that makes me proud, and that's a happy memory. I think most of them revolve around you guys, mom and I, the trips we took and did things with before you guys were born when we had more time, because obviously after you guys came along, a lot of things revolved around you guys. So yeah, my days at UNLV were fond. I just had a reunion with the 1988 team, and that was fun to kind of go back and think about college and how fun college was and high school. And so, yeah, there's a lot, but I think most currently you guys probably are involved with most of my fond memories and fun thoughts.
How did you meet Mom?
I met Mom when I came to school here at UNLV in 87. I actually met her, and then we began dating in November of 88 and have been together ever since. I met your mom through her stepbrother, who was a teammate of mine at UNLV on the baseball team, and he was kind of a short, pudgy kid, not the most attractive guy, I guess. And he mentioned to me, "You got to meet my sister." And I said, "If she looks anything like you, Brownie, I don't want to meet her." And he says, "No, no, no, it's my stepsister." So I went over to his house. He lived at home. I was obviously in an apartment. And remember seeing your mom on the couch and thought how attractive she was and became friends for a couple years, and the rest is history. So met her through UNLV and through UNLV baseball.
If you have, what have you learned from Mom?
I've learned a lot in terms of everyone loves Mom. She's always the life of the party. She's always, she's the nicest, most compassionate person I know. And, she's taught me how to love more than anything. I know it sounds kind of corny, but, we didn't really grow up that way in our house. It was very businesslike, very bottom line. You know, you've met Grandma. She's not the warmest of people, but she loves us, but it wasn't told, it wasn't spoken a lot in our house. And that's certainly different with your mom. So she's probably taught me that more than anything.
Where'd you guys have your wedding?
We were married here in town at Christ the King Catholic Church. Then we had our reception. At the time, it was called the Sunrise Country Club, which is now, it's over there by Samstown. It was at the clubhouse there at the golf course. And it's called Stallion Mountain, yeah, now. But it used to be called the Sunrise Country Club. And, yeah, every time I go over there for a tournament or you guys are playing there, we have something there with Coronado. It brings back good memories of the clubhouse and remembering, I guess now 23 years ago, having our reception there and her being a first-year teacher and me being in my second or third year of teaching. And it doesn't seem that long ago, but it goes fast. So that's kind of cool.
What was your favorite memory of Mom?
My favorite, I didn't read this one. Favorite memory. I don't know if I have a favorite one. I mean, you guys being born just seemed to, you know, being in the hospital with her, waiting for you to be born and, yeah, being in there sleeping overnight, having her, you know, induced and thinking she was going to do it naturally without an epidural, and she says, no, we're doing that. And watching you guys come into the world just and how strong she was, how tough she is, and thinking at the time, there's no way I could be doing that. And then what she went through with miscarriages and stuff. I mean, it wasn't a fun time by any stretch, having, you know, three pregnancies not work out, but remembering and how tough she was and how she battled through that to have your brother afterwards. And that was tons of respect for her in that regard.
This cat. What is your earliest childhood memory?
Earliest childhood memory. That's a good question. I have a terrible memory. I really do.
Know that.
I wish it was better. I guess just being at home with all of my siblings at the time, which I had to be young because my Uncle Steve was 12 years older. Just playing around the house with friends and having all of my two brothers there, because it didn't feel like I grew up with both of them very long because they were so much older and left the house. So yeah, I guess just kind of being in, you know, grade school and being at my elementary school at St. Mary's Catholic School, and it's pretty fuzzy actually. I wish it were better and more clear, but just, yeah, I don't have one thing that actually sticks out other than just because they weren't there around us very much, my siblings being all at home with me.
Like your old timers.
Okay, I think I might know the answer to this one. But who has been the kindest to you and why?
His mom.
It's probably been a tie between you and mom.
Me and mom. Mom's been around longer.
It didn't say who's been the kindest to you the longest. It says who's been the kindest to you and why. Obviously, you guys share a lot of traits and characteristics. Where Brett and I share traits and characteristics. And kindness doesn't come easy to Brett or myself all the time. So, certainly your mom has been in my life the longest and has had multiple opportunities to show me kindness. You know, I've been tough on you over the years and the way you've responded and have turned into a fine young man who I'm proud of. You could have reacted differently to the times where I probably have went overboard you know, how I feel about respect and how you gather yourself and carry yourself and react to different things. And I probably went, you know, a little overboard a few times trying to get that point across, and you never really held that against me. And I hear nothing but great things from all the teachers and the coaches that you come across, and you know, how much that means to me. So I'd say both of you guys were definitely kind. I mean, I'm obviously leaving out a lot of people, because when you over 50 years, you have a lot of people that show you kindness, but what sticks out the most is probably you and your mom.
Well, thank you. And that concludes this recording. So thanks for doing that with me. If you have anything left to say, here you go.
Nope. It's fun kind of thinking about things that you don't think about very often. Kind of makes you reflect and take an inventory of things, which is good. And grateful to your teacher to put you through this exercise, because it's always good to reflect like this. And
yeah, you need to start remembering your childhood.
Yeah, well, I'm sure your mom has an essential oil I can take that'll help my jog my memory. But good luck with this if it's a grade.
Thank you. All right, thanks again. You finish this recording.